You're listening to Hot Talk with Jill Tracy, produced by Missy Bailey
on Hot 105.
My stomach going, I'm going.
Soul food has gotten a bad rap. It's not the food itself. It's really more the preparation of the food.
Soul food cooking is fat cooking from the heart.
The message really is to change the method of preparation.
Yes, indeed. And let me tell you something. He has changed the method of preparation up in here tonight. Welcome back to Hot Talk. We are in our into our second segment, approaching the top of the hour. And as you know, the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience is coming up on November the 14th. I will be your hostess as well. And in the weeks preceding, the event, we will be hosting several of the chefs who will be competing for Master Chef in the Cook-Off Contender Challenge, Food and Flavor Challenges. And we had Chef Troy Tingling, who brought us our tingling, smoking virgin pina colada. And now tonight, we have Chef Boy Ali. No, not Chef Boy Yardi. Chef Boy Ali.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Listen, I'm glad you're here too, because this was, okay, so everyone brings, you know, one of their signature dishes or something that they will be, will this be in the Food and Wine Experience?
I'm not sure yet.
I think it should be.
We can make that happen, though.
I'm going to take a picture for you guys, and I'm going to post it on Facebook so you can see what happened to it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it before and after.
It smashed it.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. So now the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Festival, November 14th, the Honorable Councilwoman Lisa Davis is hosting it. It's going to be a lovely affair. It is her baby. She has been working on this for over 2 years, and she's really excited about it. And so are we. Hot 105 is a partner. And we're looking forward to it being a fantastic night. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, you want to win them. I know, but just buy them so you know that you're there. VIP tickets will have you in all kind of goodies. We gave away, 10 pair? And tonight I will be giving away a pair, so get close to your phone. 888-550-9105 if you would like to go and join me in the VIP at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience coming up November the 14th. Okay, so now tell me a little bit about how you came to cook.
It's kind of a funny story. Well, not funny, but I kind of just fell into it, honestly. I was working at a regular 9-to-5 job.
Really?
Kind of got tired of the day-to-day grind of just going working somewhere you don't really like doing what you're doing.
Right.
And decided to just enroll in culinary school one day and
just woke up and said, I think I could cook. Let me go.
Yeah, like I was working with somebody and they were looking up the school next to the cubicle next to mine. I'm like, are you going to go there? And they were like, yeah. I said, I'm going to look into that. And then I looked into it, made the phone call, enrolled, and now I'm here. Like it was 3 years ago. I've been doing this professionally for about 2.5, 3 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now you tell me that right now you're working with a fraternity.
Yeah.
We won't say which one, but you are the personal chef for this fraternity at University of Miami.
Yes, I've been with them. This is my third year.
Okay.
I started working with them in 2013. So yeah, this is my third year with them.
Awesome. So now I was just telling you about a friend of mine who is a chef, who is your brother of Haitian heritage, Joe Vengeon, and who's won Chopped and a lot of the other Food Network competition shows. Now, is that something that you would do? Well, because you're doing MasterChef as a part of the Wine and Food Experience. So will you parlay that experience?
I get asked a lot what I do with Chopped or anything like that, and I don't know.
Right?
I know some chefs that have been on Chopped and also Cutthroat Kitchen and stuff like that.
Right.
And I'm just not really into the whole reality TV thing. So I mean, if the opportunity presents itself, depending
you
on
said
the time,
money is just not even worth it.
I didn't say all that, but I like what I do.
Right? Yeah. So I'm wondering what will you win at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience if you win the Chef Cook-Off? Do we know?
I'm not even sure. They haven't even told us
yet. We have to ask Circle of One. But it will be an intimate and grown and sexy evening for the foodies and urban professionals and socialites of Miami on the rooftop. If you haven't been to Miami Garden City Hall yet, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's amazing. And most, I'm like, what? The and I think the VIP is going to be up on the roof, and you can like see, like you can in every direction, it's like it's 360, but it's really, really beautiful. So I'm hoping that that's where they have you all cooking.
Yeah, I hope everybody comes out.
Now, will you be planning your own thing, or is it going to be like Chopped or one of those where they're, you know, the secret ingredient is?
From what I'm told, it's going to be a situation where we get to make our own thing.
Oh, okay. That's better. Dish.
I mean, either way it goes, I'll be prepared for anything.
Okay, so let's talk about the dish that you did for us tonight. That's gone.
Oh,
it's gone.
Okay.
So tell the people what this was. Macaroni and cheese
taken to a whole nother level.
A whole nother level. Okay, so curry.
It was a 3-cheese curry chicken mac and cheese.
Like, how did you... Okay, one of the great things about cooking that I love about chefs and what separates chefs and great cooks from the rest of us is being able to take, you know, open your spice cabinet and create that. Like, how did you know that? Was it trial and error that you were able to come up with that?
Mac and cheese is, like, one of my favorite dishes. And, like, I always say, that's a dish you just can't mess up. And
yes, you can.
You can, yeah. You can, but I not me.
Or just even never met. Yeah,
it's not happening. But I already have like a basic mac and cheese that I already make. That's pretty good. And I always try to play around with it and make it. Like, what if I do this? What if I do that? And
yeah, because you used a whole different pasta than I would have expected.
It was a ziti pasta. Sometimes you could use the elbow, but ziti. I like to use a ziti from time to time with mac and cheese.
It wrapped around the cheese really well.
Yeah. And the cheese sauce is everything. I tell people, the cheese sauce is everything in a mac and cheese. Yeah. You have to put everything into that, and flavor is everything. So. A tip for people that make mac and cheese, most people don't do this. Mm. Season the noodles after they come out of the pot of boiling water.
Really?
Because
I never thought about that.
Some people just focus on the cheese, but the noodles can be bland. So I always try to season the noodles.
Throw a little salt, pepper.
I put a little curry in there too, just to give that curry flavor and to enhance it a little bit more.
Awesome. Yeah. See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, and had the sweet peas in there as well to give us a veggie.
So they were sweet peas.
Now,
do you use all fresh ingredients?
Yeah.
So no canned?
No.
Awesome, I love that.
Yeah. Chopped the tomatoes up in there. The sweet peas was in there.
I miss the tomatoes.
The chicken breast.
I think I need to try more. I need more of the dish. Well, we are, if you've never met Chef Boy... Ali. I just changed it to Irie. It's Ali. And you would like to join him for the wine and food experience. Call us right now, 888-550-9105. We were supposed to do a trivia contest where you had to, let's see, what would be a good one? What is his real name? That's going to be somebody that knows you that wins that, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll try it.
I have people listening in, so.
Right. We have
to. Yeah, go ahead and call.
We're going to give away a pair of tickets so you can join Chef Boy Ali and I at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience. Call right now, 888-550-9105. And if you know his real first name, then I'm going to give you the tickets. Or if you remember all, no, better yet, that's going to be, no.
That's too easy.
If you remember every ingredient he just mentioned that was in this dish, you've got tickets. That way we know that's going to be somebody who's a foodie and who really wants to be there. Give us a call, 888-550-9105.
The message really is to change the method of preparation.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take the calls and then we're going to segue to our next group. All right. So, hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? And goodbye. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Okay. So now, do you know the ingredients that Chef Boy Ali mentioned that are in his macaroni and cheese he made for us tonight. Yes. Okay, what were they?
The three cheese.
Uh-huh.
The sweet peas.
Uh-huh.
The fresh tomatoes.
Yes.
The curry.
Yes. Uh-huh. What was the pasta?
Elbow.
No. Ah, you were almost there.
Oh, man.
Missed it. Okay. Next one. I can't say who it was because she might know. Okay. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Hello. It's like a delayed reaction. Okay. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Okay, so were you listening? Do you know the... Okay. Hello, welcome to Hot Talk. It's like, we don't know the ingredients. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey there.
Hey there.
I want to guess the cheese, or I mean, well, the ingredients.
Okay, okay. What's your name?
My name is Susie.
And where are you calling from, Susie?
Well, I just got out of the Nick Jonas concert. I'm driving down to Key West.
Rockstar! How was the show?
Oh, my God. He was so beautiful.
I am so glad to hear that. Okay, so now I might have another pair of tickets for you. So what is in his macaroni and cheese dish?
Okay, sweet peas.
Yes.
He did the three cheeses.
Yes.
He used curry powder, and he powdered the pasta.
Right.
He did fresh tomatoes.
Right.
And he did the ziti.
Yes! Yay! Woo!
I was so into this conversation.
Okay. I love it, Susie. Awesome.
Oh my God,
so now you've
so
got two
good.
Tickets.
I was like listening to the food and I was like, oh my God, I love this guy.
Right? Well, you will have to.
Can you give him my number?
I will give. Yes. Hold on. I will give him your number. And I look, please come over and say, hey, when you get to the wine and food experience.
Oh my God, please.
Awesome.
And I need to eat his food.
Okay, what'd you say?
They can follow me on IG as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, ChefBoyAli305.
Awesome.
ChefBoyAli305.
Yes. What on Twitter?
A-L-I?
Twitter's the same one. A-L-I. ChefBoyAli305.
Awesome.
And your boy is with a Y, not with an I, right?
Y, like, with the Y.
Right, you have to be specific about those things, right?
Thank you.
Awesome. Susie, thank you so much, and I will see you at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience.
Oh, my God. When is it? I don't even know.
November 14th.
November 14th.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hang on. And Missy's going to get you the tickets and info. And we're going to hook you up with Chef Boy Ali. Awesome. So, my dear, I thank you so much for coming by. Thank you for,
for having me.
What happened to the other plate?
It's
I'm going to cut the fool
in
here. What?
You got to get her that.
It's just
get her
a
that
shot
mac and
away.
Cheese.
Yeah. Don't let me go in there in that mac and cheese call. Chef Boy Ali in the studio with us. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
And again, they can reach out to you at
ChefBoyAli305 on Twitter and on Instagram.
Are you on Snapchat?
Snapchat, same thing. Everything ChefBoyAli305.
See, that's smart. See?
Everything.
That's a brand right there, buddy.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Okay, so, you know, we have to do this again.
Most definitely. I'll be happy to come back. I'll bring something different, maybe a dessert next time.
There you go. We like sugar and sweet stuff around here. And we'll be back right on the other side. Ike and Val Woods and Prez B are in the studio. Who stole the soul, or did we just give it away? We're going to talk about jazz, blues, hip-hop, and how it all means so much. And how we should pay it a little more attention. Stay tuned. It's Hot Talk on Hot 105.